California governor signs nearly 200 bills, vetoes 78. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced over the weekend that he signed 190 bills and vetoed 78, including one that was passed by the legislature without opposition and would have required healthcare facilities to allow close family members to visit patients. Assembly Bill 2549, introduced by Republican leader Assemblyman James Gallagher, would have required facilities, during periods of restricted visitation such as pandemics, to develop protocols that allow visitation to the greatest extent possible and to allow visits during end-of-life circumstances. While the governor said in his veto letter that he believes in-person visitation offers many benefits for people who are hospitalized, he said the state's locally driven response to the pandemic is preferable to the bill because counties can operate with fewer risks and higher flexibilities. I am concerned that requiring facilities to develop individual, alternative protocols will result in confusion and create different access to patients based on each facility's management, rather than public health recommendations, Newsom said. He said the quickly changing variables during the COVID-19 pandemic, including the shifts in health and safety guidance and standards, demonstrate a need for local control of guidelines instead of individual facilities. According to the author, the bill sought to address concerns that originated during the pandemic when children, parents, and grandparents of some patients were unable to visit loved ones, even when death was imminent. Thanks to lockdowns, countless Californians weren't allowed to say goodbye to their loved ones who were left to die in isolation, Gallagher told the Epoch Times on September 23 by email. It's hard to overstate the suffering caused by decisions, and, without safeguards, these cruel policies could be imposed on Californians again. In legislative analyses, Gallagher said the bill carefully weighed the importance of visitation against public and patient safety and codified the essential rights of families to ensure Californians can visit their loved ones during health emergencies. A group of mental health-related nonprofits, including Alzheimer's organizations from Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Diego, supported the bill. For those in hospital settings, the presence of a family caregiver can help calm agitation and ensure timely care for emergent issues, the group said in legislative analyses. While understanding the need to isolate to protect and limit the risk of exposure, there is also a great need for residents to interact with their friends and family. The bill sailed through the legislature with bipartisan support and without receiving a single no vote in any committees or when presented to the Assembly and the Senate. Of the 77 other bills vetoed, the governor cited concerns about fiscal impacts, given the state's moves this year to address a $73 billion budget deficit, as the reason 31 were rejected. In partnership with the legislature this year, my administration has enacted a balanced budget that avoids deep program cuts to vital services and protected investments in education, healthcare, climate, public safety, housing, and social service programs that millions of Californians rely on, Newsom said in the veto letters. It is important to remain disciplined when considering bills with significant fiscal implications that are not included in the budget, such as this measure. Bills vetoed include those related to climate, education, healthcare, housing, and public safety. Assembly Bill 922, authored by Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks, would have provided prepared meal delivery for the homeless. Another proposal vetoed by the governor, Assembly Bill 544, introduced by Assemblyman Isaac Bryan, sought to provide grants for voting centers in some county jails. In addition to citing cost concerns, Newsom said in his veto letter that counties have the authority to create such programs if desired. A controversial measure, Assembly Bill 2586, authored by Assemblyman David Alvarez to allow colleges to hire illegal immigrant students, was also rejected by the governor. Signed bills. Of the nearly 200 bills signed, only Senate Bill 1410, authored by Senator Rosilisi Ochoa-Bow to advise the state's Instructional Quality Commission to consider allowing algebra classes in middle school, included a signing statement. Newsom said the bill follows through on frameworks adopted in July 2023 by the state's Board of Education and encourages Californian students to launch into high school mathematics before they reach ninth grade when they are ready. This facilitates their access to more advanced courses in high school, he said. This bill ensures that when the mathematics framework is next updated, the Instructional Quality Commission will again consider how students in 8th grade have the opportunity to take these important courses. Another newly signed bill is Senate Bill 976, introduced by Senator Nancy Skinner and known as the Protecting Our Kids from Social Media Addiction Act. The law will prohibit social media companies from providing addictive internet feeds to minors and will outlaw notifications sent to minors between 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. and between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. during the week from September through May, when schools are typically in session. Other bills signed by Newsom include those related to state administration, education, public safety, health, and housing. With the September 30th deadline approaching, more than 600 bills await the governor's decision.